I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you were
forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned.
I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting ark. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured in an air shed, I am safe from harm. I will not lean to my own understanding. I will not trust a man's philosophy. When my world is wrecked by confusion, I'll run to the refuge of my knees. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on His everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured in an air shadow, I am safe from harm.
He said he will be the light that lights my pathway. Time and time again, he has proven true. An ever-present help in my troubled days. Exactly what he said, that's what he'll do. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured and in his shadow, I am safe from harm. He said he will be the light that lights my pathway. Time and time again, he has proven true. An ever-present help in my trouble. Exactly what he said, that's what he'll do. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured and in his shadow, I am safe from harm.
Assured and in his shadow,
I am safe from harm. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand. Now I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, the valleys too high. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all the day long. I thought of myself as a mighty big man. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. That's why I'll make Jesus my all and all. And if I'm in trouble, on his name I'll call. If I didn't trust him, I'd be less of a man. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. That's why I'll make Jesus my all in all. And if I'm in trouble, on his name I'll call. If I didn't trust him, I'd be less of a man. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, the valleys too high. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. And you drink the cup. We had to drink a bitter cup. That's why the Lord set it up. You're going to have to be identified with Samuel Rand. But the message for your day, we just happen to carry it. If you want eternal life for your family, for your loved ones, you're going to have to be identified. You're going to have to let people know where you stand. When an angry star around me raged, life greatest trials I must face. My ship is tossed, seems like all will be lost. Then the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, rough seas are calm, the wind seems to roll. No matter how dark may be the night, everything will be alright. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, when a broken heart leaves me hurting inside, like rain my tears fall through the night, his voice I hear, there's no reason to fear, when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, rough seas are calm, the wind ceases to blow, no matter how dark will be the night, everything will be alright. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, when a broken heart leaves me trouble inside, like rain my tears flow to the night, his voice I hear, there's no reason to fear, when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, rough seas are calm, the wind ceases to blow, no matter how dark will be the night, everything will be alright. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. Lost me again, lost me again, nothing Jesus may give me, mine is still is far from me, evil into and from me, on for seine throne to stain, on for seine throne to stain, these as lieg, these as lieg, some it is our walking way, oh, and there did I
morning coming, dass ich dort mit allen Frommen schau dein hohes Angesicht, schau dein hohes Angesicht, hab ich je.
Satisfy the thirst of the inner man is the truth for your day.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens to be you and I are carrying it. We've been given the responsibility to put it out there. There's no eternal life outside of these seven stars, these seven angels. There's a lot of donkeys out there preaching their head off. And back in the day in the 60s, oh man, Billy Graham, he was the man of the hour. He was it, according to the people. But no, God had a vessel, an angelic messenger. And this was eternal life back in the day. And it's still the same thing today. We're just the carriers. We're just continuing on with what God did back in the 60s. Now it's whosoever will, let him come. We didn't make this program. We're just continuing on. Mm-hmm. This is that well. I keep coming back to the well of grace. This is that. If you got that, if you can be identified with the truth for your day, that's what it was back in the days of Jesus. If you were identified with Jesus, you had eternal life, just that simple. And then if you're identified with Paul, back in the day, you had eternal life, according to the scripture, not according to what people say. If you're identified with Irenaeus in the second church age, you had eternal life. They had to suffer a lot to be identified back then with Irenaeus because he was combating that Antichrist spirit. Mm-hmm. And everybody, Polycarp and these people, they were all on his side. They were all standing with him.
All the heresies.
Like Martin Luther. If you stood with Martin Luther, you had eternal life. You didn't have eternal life on the Jakob Luther's program because there's no scripture to back it up because they were the opposing force, you know. They didn't stay with Martin Luther. Martin Luther's program didn't last very long because the forces were against him. He had all the odds against him. The Zwingli, he combated them. These holy rollers, these religious zealots, they were always fighting against his program of just to live by faith. And then Brother Branham and his hour, the whole religious world was against him. He had to pull away from him. And here again today, we got a tough road to him. We're fighting all these forces that we have to put up with, uh-huh. You know?
Because when you will look at the realm of Christianity that is out there, the Bible says, straight is the gate and narrow is the way. But when you look at the Christianity out there, it looks like it's a broad way. You know, everything is accepted as a Christian. It's like you would almost visualize it's like a broad way to heaven.
Yeah.
But the Jesus said, straight is the gate. It's a straight way, and narrow is the way that leads to that life everlasting. And people think nowadays anything and everybody that says they believe in Jesus and that quote the Bible scripture is a Christian, and that's what has become acceptable.
He Satan has hijacked that whole mm-hmm. thing, and he's given mankind with the seducing spirit, and he's given them that charismatic religion. It looks so real. And people that are in it, and they you can't convince them otherwise because they rejected the truth. When you reject truth, believe you me, the devil will be there to give you his idea, his charismatic spirit. Mm-hmm. That's what we see all around us. We can't get near these people because they're so convinced about this charismatic spirit. Mm-hmm. And all it is a delusion. Mm-hmm. It's a seducing spirit that's brought on by doctrines of devils. And that delusion that he talks over in 2 Thessalonians, God will send them a strong delusion. The first thing he'll do, he'll give them a truth. You just put your truth out there. Now you decide whether you want truth, whether you want that narrow way, that you want that straight way that you're talking about, or God will send in that strong delusion that you'll believe a lie. And you'll fall for that charismatic stuff. We run that just about every day. You cannot even talk about straight is the gate, the narrow is the way. They're convinced that they're right, and they'll even tell you that. We got the truth. We got that channel that has eternal life. This is going to be life eternal that they believe on them whom I will send. That's been going on for that chapter has been going on for 2,000 years, that program, that formula, that agenda. And then, like I say, when Jesus was here, This was eternal life. If you were identified with Jesus, if these zealots and these scribes and these Pharisees found out that you were identified with Jesus, you were put in the outs. You were put out of the synagogue. The proof is in the pudding. When Jesus healed that blind man, they called the parents in, and they tried to intimidate the guy until he let them know, you want to be one of his disciples too? He didn't back down. He didn't allow himself to be intimidated. His parents, he's old enough, asked him. They didn't come to his rescue. They didn't have to backbone.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid had to stand up for himself. And I just know one thing, he told him. I was blind and now I see. Mm-hmm. Now deal with it.
You can see how much they have intimidated the people, you know, these religious leaders. And it's the same way today. People are so intimidated and fear-mongered in these systems that they're scared.
Yeah, they won't let you be identified with Saint Laurent. It's not that we're something that needs to be looked up to. It's the truth that we're bringing. We're bringing people the truth that happened in the church. The ladies say we're the only two people that can do them because the rest have compromised. The rest have buckled under pressure. They have compromised and they begin to feed their people a bunch of garbage. Like after 2 days. We're in the third day. All that is a pile of garbage. And you just stayed the course, and now once the Lord tested everybody, he gave us the band-aid to continue on with the program. Now we can truly say, if you want eternal life, you're going to have to be identified with this here truth. It's just that simple. And once that's done, they leave you, me, to you and I, everything is so crystal clear. Once that chapter is done and that rapture happens, it goes into judgment. Do you die in the Lord from henceforth? That judgment, that's just the seat of Christ, but you're going to have to give your life for it. So right now, all you got to do is come on board. Whosoever will, let him hear. Whosoever will, let him come. Just that simple. This is that truth. This is eternal life, that they believe in them of I will send. And he sent these prophets. He sent them Brother Branham. He sent that angel. And then they took... That angel took the vocal cords of these two great men here in the church here to Laodicea, and we're just continuing on with the program. And now if you want eternal life for yourself and for your family and for the people that you care about, you're going to have to be identified with the truth for your hour. Whether you like it or not, there is no substitute. Because if you're looking for a substitute, believe you me, the devil will give you one, and you can be convinced you're right. It's just that simple. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vantage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful light on his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Well, we'll continue with that thought we had yesterday, because like I was saying, I got it from the thing I read every morning, and every morning they have a different scripture. But the other day it was Ephesians 2 that was on the headliner, and it just jumped out at me, because in the Bible there's a hidden treasures. And there are hidden these gold mines are hidden in the Bible. But you got to go search it out. You got to look for it, and you got to put in a bit of an effort. And like I say, it just came up. I just had to read it, and it jumped out at me. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. That's why the Lord put us here, He put us down here. We were created, predestined, ordained of God before the foundation of the world for the Lord Jesus Christ. That we're down here simply to save to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Once you get to that place, like you and I, we said it over again. We were searching. We didn't find it in these cults. We didn't find it in these Bible school store books and none of that. We only found it right. This is where eternal life. We found eternal life and Him whom God said He will send. This will be eternal life that they believe in Him whom I will send. He sent His angels. And then here in Church of Laodicea, that angel found a vote for the brother Branham, and then he goes off the scene. I continue with brother Jackson, then he goes off the scene, and then the Lord was looking around for somebody that's going to be faithful to continue on with the program. It's just that simple. That's all we're doing, because somewhere along the road of life, we found out, we realized we were created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had foreordained that we should walk in them, because before the foundation of God had a job for everybody, and we happen to just find it. The other translation, for we are His workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works. See, it's all about Jesus. But see, God created us back then in His mind. It was that everything was a done deal. You and I can see that. But it took Jesus to redeem us. Jesus had to come to redeem us. That's why He was sitting on that high priestly position for 2,000 years to redeem all that was lost. Because we were created with God had a plan for the human race. But we were lost through the choice Adam and Eve made in the garden through Satan's deception. And then Jesus had to come to redeem us all back to that plan that God had for us before the foundation of the world. That's why we were created in Christ Jesus for good work that God prepared beforehand so we may walk in them. Just that simple. Denn wir sind sein Werk geschaffen in Christus Jesus zu guten Werken, welchen Gott uns zuvor bereitet hat, da wir darin wandern sollen. It took, like we said the other day, it took you and I a lifetime to find our place in Christ. Everybody has a job to do, but you can't. Satan gives you his camouflage. Satan does not want you to find out that God created you, that God has a job for you, a job for each and every one of us, but we happen to just find our job in Christ and see what's going on around us. Satan gives his carbon copy. He entertains people with religion, with these cults, with this religiology, like we were saying the other day, you know, that he orchestrated that Hutterite club through these tubs, through these antichrists, through Jakob Huerta and Andreas Enterprise and these holy rollers back in the day, simply to come back to everything that Martin Luther came to introduce, and then they've been going ever since. They've been going for 500 years thinking they're serving God when they're on Satan's program. It's the Satan's agenda that Jakob Huerta, that Hutterite club. It's all Satan's agenda that there is no eternal life and that program, no matter how good it looks, all these people that live in this community, they think at the end of the day they got eternal life because they live in the commune. See, it's Satan's carbon copy. It's Satan that's hijacked that thing that people are convinced they got eternal life living in the commune. But they don't. This is eternal life that they believe in them, and I will say, back in the day, the 1520, the only place you could find eternal life was in the ministry of Martin Luther. And thousands of people, he got delivered that whole European world out of Roman Catholic bondage. And then he continues on. Then we go into the next church. He said, along come that angel, and they took the book, of course, of John Wesley, and now he expects people to live a holy life. But and then again, when John Wesley was done, 1906, the church, the truth is marching on. Then the Lord found that angels came down, and the Church Age of Laodicea began in 1906, and eventually, as time went on, God Himself had Himself a vessel prepared. He prepared Brother Branham just the day he was born. His mom knew that there was something special about that little boy, and time went on. He needed to go in on its website, and the life story of William Branham. And that's where it's at. And he was prepared. God was preparing a vessel. When the time will be right, that angel that he sent will link up with his vocal cord. And all that angel did, he took the vocal cord of Brother Branham to continue on in the Church Age of Laodicea. And like I say, what he was done with Brother Branham, Laodicea is such a deceptive hour. He already had a vessel prepared. And you got all these camouflages and all these donkeys and all these wannabes like Eddie Biscoll and Hilda Brunt and all these people. They're just decoys to direct you and divert you away from the vessel that God already prepared, which was Raymond M. Jackson. And he continued on. And then and when he goes off the scene, we were all hoping that Alan would continue on with the program, when we're just saying it, we're just bringing it out so people can understand what has been going on for 2,000 years. It's still the very same thing what Jesus said. This will be eternal. Anything outside of that chapter, anything outside of that central seven angel, there is no eternal life in it. There is no eternal life in Jakob Hutter's program. It's just not there. This is eternal life that they believe in them. And why was that? He sent back 1520. He sent that angel, and that angel linked up with Martin Luther. It's just that same. Anything outside of that is Satan's carbon copy. Satan is trying to infiltrate and short circuit what Martin Luther came to do. To you and I, everything is so simple. And here in these closing days of time, we just happened to tap on, we found our place in Christ, and here all we're doing, we're telling people what happened at the Church Age of Laodicea. It was the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and now you and I, we're continuing on with the program, holding on to the fort, and therein, the message that we're putting out there on a day-to-day basis, therein is eternal life. Anything outside of that, there's no eternal life in it. And you and I can bring the proof in the pudding, because once we were introduced to Brother Branham, we embraced it with a passion. And then when you got the book, The Church Ages, you just devoured it. It didn't matter what your parents thought or what they didn't think or what this guy thought or what they didn't. You stuck with the program because, you know, it was true. The reason you got so excited when you got to the ministry of Brother Branham is because this is eternal life. All of a sudden, you found eternal life. And eternal life is in that message. This is eternal life that they believe in them and I will send. That's why you and I, we get so excited because we have that message and we're tapped into eternal life. And if you want to get excited and you care about your loved ones and you care about your family members, all you got to do is do exactly what we did. We tapped into that eternal life. And then, like I say, the proof is in the pudding. When your mom passed away, she didn't really believe serpent seed, believe in a lot of things that you believe in, and we believe in. But because you believed it, when she died, she went to, he had eternal life because of the stand that you took. And we've been over it time and time again. And when she passed away, I think for a whole week, you and I, we had a glorious time here because we were rejoicing. Our spirit was rejoicing because she had found that place. She was in a good place. And we're just, simply because you were tapped into eternal life. And the people that are under your watch, they're going to have eternal life. Your siblings and your family members, no matter what happens, they will have eternal life if you continue on with the program. It's just that simple. And the same thing with me. When my sister passed away, the one here from Bonham, she didn't agree with me, and she did everything she could to combat me. But because I believe, and the message for today, it's contagious. It affects your family members. And when she died, we were rejoicing. The same with my brother John. He didn't support me, except maybe for the last month he came by here and kind of apologized and he let me know that he doesn't believe these preachers. He doesn't believe what they're saying. He more or less said as much. And he began to believe what we're saying is true. And then when he died, we had a rejoicing time. And then just simply because we believe the message for our day. And has it, like I say, it's contagious. contagious. And if you want your family members to have an expected end, you're going to have to come and do exactly what we do. You're going to have to be identified with the truth for your day. It's just that simple. There is no substitute. And you can try it, but it's not going to get you anywhere. It's just that simple. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life. Lord, for the many things you do for us. We know we keep repeating it because it's the only thing that's worth repeating, Lord. How good you've been to us. How you brought us out of darkness, out of Egyptian bondage, and all the things that we're surrounded, all this evil that we're surrounded with. But you have an oasis, you have a North Star here in these closing days of time, exactly what you said back in the day. This is going to be eternal life that they believe in them whom I will send. And we recognize and we saw it via the scripture that you sent that prophet and you sent that angel, and they linked up with the whole court of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And therein, via the scripture, therein we found eternal life. And we got excited because we were unstoppable, because we really didn't know at the time what it was all about. But now when we look back, it's just simply the fact that we have now eternal life because we believe in them whom you have sent. And we just give you eternally grateful, Lord. There's just not enough worship that we can do about your majesty and the way you set things up, how you've hid these things away in the scripture. Then here in these closing days of time, you give me that scripture that we're created in Christ Jesus unto good work, and all we have to do is find our place in Christ. Lord, we give you thanks that you, over the years, you've allowed us to go through what we've gone through, to bring us to that place in Christ, to bring us to the message of today, Lord. We just pray you'll open up the hearts of the people that they'll see the same thing we're saying, because therein is eternal life, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. I know for a lot of people it's pretty far-fetched, because here we are, just the two of us. And you know how people look at us when they see us and things like that. But yet, God has chosen it that way, that the foolish things of this world, mm-hmm. people look at it with their natural eyes. But he did that to confound the wise. Mm-hmm. It's pretty hard for me to say that God has chosen you and I for that eternal life program here in the closing days of time. And I keep saying, if you reject that, you're going into judgment, because once that rapture happens, and then the world goes into judgment. You can see how everything is lining up. I was thinking this morning how these Muslims are taking over America. Every aspect of society, these Muslims are in there, and the Lord is allowing it, because that's up the road. There's the judgment day of the Lord. He's using them to bring judgment on a lost and on a Christ rejecting nation, mm-hmm. because they rejected the truth. Back in the 60s, they rejected the prophet. America did. So God allowed America to go into darkness. Really, mm-hmm. that's what happened back in the 60s when they rejected the prophet, because God had a message for America. If they would accept the prophet, back in the 60s, he said there would be no need for hospitals, there would be no need for prisons. The Lord would have cleaned up America back in the 60s if they would only have accepted the message for their day. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. The truth keeps marching on. If people reject it, there will always be a few people, a handful of people, that's going to accept it. Like when it came our way, we accepted. We just accepted with a passion, and we did try everything they could to divert us. But we know exactly what we were looking for. Once we found that thing, that pearl of great price, that golden nugget, that gold mine, we found it in the scripture, and we backed it up with scripture. Truly, this is that prophet that he said, Malachi 4 prophet. When you got the book, you already knew long before that the Lord had given you a scripture. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. You didn't know what it meant, but when you came in contact with the church age book, you know that's that prophet, the same with Brother Jackson. When he read the scripture one day, and then he said he's got to send that prophet, that Malachi 4 prophet again. And then as time went on, he come right in contact with that message, and he saw Brother Branham has got to be that person. And just the way the Lord orchestrated this whole thing, and he said he's not going to let daylight get between him and Brother Branham. And he had to go through a lot to stay the course. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, he stayed it, and God Sahad faithful, and then they gave him the mandate to continue on. Once Brother Branham left to continue on with the program, and he preached for 40 years, and the same thing happened. Once Brother Jackson went off the scene, God was looking for somebody who was then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had found faithful to continue on with the program. He found you and I faithful, and that's all we're doing. We're holding on to the fort. We're holding on to the things that have been firmly established here in these closing days of time. All we're doing, we're holding on to a lost and dying world to tell them the truth that this is eternal life. This here message, which we're bringing out on a day-to-day basis, therein is eternal life. Anything outside of that, you can go out there and try it. All the devil will do, he'll feed you that charismatic stuff. Mm-hmm. He'll feed you these delusions, and you'll be convinced it's right. We run into people like that. We run into a guy yesterday. He's convinced he's right, but he's got no spiritual connection. It's just that simple. Yeah. And all we're doing, we're just trying to direct people towards eternal life. Once you find it, once you want to be identified, and you're convinced you want to be identified with the truth for your day, and you and I, we just happen to carry the truth. And if you're identified with the truth, you will find out, and your spirit, and your inner makeup, you're going to get excited, because what you're getting excited about, you have now adopted eternal life. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. As it says, for we are His workmanship. Then wir sind sein Werk. We're His workmanship.
Mm-hmm. We're not our own.
Yeah, and not our own, and neither are we other people's to tell us what we should and what we shouldn't do. It says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, to do the will of the Father. And people, they want to control your life. They want to tell you what you should do and what you shouldn't do. But it says clearly here, for we are His workmanship, and Him alone we are to follow and do His will, just like Jesus. He didn't, like His father and His mother, and they were thought that He should do this and that and the other. But he was up in the temple, and He said, don't you know that I have to be about my Father's business? But He did go back, and He was subject to them until the age of His maturity, when He came to His ministry, when He was baptized by John the Baptist, and then the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove and said, and God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased to dwell in. That's where the whole attributes of God were invested into the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's when, then it goes on further, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, to do His will. And that creates a lot of controversy, because people, they have this idea of what their will is for what you should do. But it clearly says we are His workmanship, and that's the Bible way. A lot of people, they understand some aspects of the Bible, but they don't understand the whole counsel of God. See, Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. When you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, automatically there is going to be division between your family members and people that you're associated with, because that's just what it does when you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about this Christian world that's out there. You know, that's part of that charismatic spirit that was riding once America rejected the prophet and his message. That's the delusion that God sent out. He will send a strong delusion that they'll believe a lie. That's what you see out there in these church system, is that delusion. Mm-hmm. And that they believe a lie because they did not receive a love for the truth. It's when a person receives a love for the truth, and he'll do anything to follow that truth, because therein, like you said, is life eternal. And you can't give it to people, you know. You can't just hand it to people. This is there. It has to come from God. Just like Jesus said, it is to whom my heavenly Father will reveal it to. And that it's all about Him, about who God before ordained in Christ Jesus. Like I said, you can't hand it to people. That's why to a lot of people, we're very controversial. They don't like the way we speak and talk, but neither did they like the way the early church talked. Because even John the Baptist, he said if these people do not bring with it this Jesus that we are telling you about, then don't even wish them Godspeed. Don't even be associated with them, you know. And people think we're harsh because we disassociated us and separated us from people that do not hold on to the doctrines that we have been taught. We had to separate ourselves from people. And a lot of people, they think that's very, that's not Christ-like, that's not Christian-like. But they don't know the God of the Bible. They don't know Jesus of the Bible. You know, they don't know this charismatic Jesus that these world systems out there are telling you about. Mm-hmm. That's not Jesus of the Bible that we're talking about here. This workmanship that we're created in Christ Jesus unto good works to do the will of the Father and to walk in the ways of Jesus when He walked here on earth. You know, He was not readily accepted. Don't you kid yourself. When you will be back in the days of Jesus, Jesus was not readily accepted by His own. That's why it says, He came unto His own and His own received Him not. And that's the same way with the truth for your day and hour. It's not going to be readily accepted because the same Jesus is still here today that was walking 33 AD. It's still the same Jesus, the same truth for your day and hour.
Amen to that. We just happen to be carrying the truth here in this closing day of the time. Yeah, we run into it. We went into that hutter, I think, yesterday. We run into this. We were just, I don't know, we thought we'd go in there and look at it. We had quite an experience. And then we come up to this booth there. There's somebody that you recognize. I've never seen that Angie before. And I guess she recognized you, or you recognized her, whichever. And then we had quite an experience with her. Like, oh, man, she really poured into you. How you can live like that. How you can close the door on your family members and just walk away and this, that, and the other. It took me a while. I mean, 11. What's going on here? Like, I never met her before, but she really dug into you that you left your sister down there hanging and then whatever she thought about it. And she thought it very unchristlike because, we got to talking to her. But no matter what we said, we couldn't convince her that we're just about the Father's business. Because she thought you're supposed to embrace your family, whether they're right or wrong, and just do whatever she thought. She's going to tell you what you should do with your life. But it was quite an experience, kind of an eye-opener for me anyway. Like, I never met the lady. Apparently, you know her, and she, you know, you. It was your sister's sister-in-law. That's who it was. And it was a kind of an eye opener that you know, she was trying to tell you what you should do and what you should do. She doesn't not know that you're about the Father's business. And I thought, and I told her right to her face, you're reading a different Bible than the one we're reading, and that's why she's in that charismatic movement. You told her straight to her face, your religion is just charismatic religion. That's why you cannot be identified with us. You see. That charismatic thing has taken over the people, the masses, and we cannot talk to them. We cannot convince them that straight is the way and there is the gate. And I run into another guy there, and I thought, and he seemed to be, he's kind of a charismatic Christian from that Dave Wallner's group, that preacher Dave. He's kind of leaning toward that, and we talked for a while, and he looked pretty sincere. Then I give them a card what we believe in, and all of a sudden that spirit could recognize that we're not in that charismatic movement like he is. He's in that charismatic movement, and there that spirit recognized him, just as it was back in the days of Jesus. These spirits, they recognize Jesus, mm-hmm. and they begin to rise up. Did he come to torture us before our time? Mm-hmm. The same with that, when I gave him my card, that spirit recognized that this is something other than the page that he's on. And I could tell he's not going to readily accept what we have to show him, what we have. And see, that's what's out there, is that charismatic spirit. And people, they flock for it because it's a seducing spirit. It's a doctrine of the devil. And people are convinced that it's the right thing. But see, you and I, we have the truth. We have the scripture. This is going to be life eternal. That believe in them, the Bible said, that's the only chapter that you and I are promoting. The one that biblical, sound, biblical truth, this is life eternal that they believe when them of my will send. And then the Bible says, he that believes the prophet and the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. We happen to believe God sent that prophet. Mm-hmm. And then because of those virus, we have eternal life because we'll have the same reward. And the people that believe what we're saying, they will have eternal life too. They will have that eternal reward. Not only for themselves, it'll work just the same as it would because you believe the truth, and then when your mom passed off and your dad passed away, we had a hallelujah time here simply because we believe the truth for our day, and he that believes a prophet and the name of a prophet will receive a prophet reward. All the people that listen to us, all they have to be is step out and be identified with the truth for your day. Not with us. We just happen to be the two people that are carrying the truth for the day and hour. All you got to do is be identified with the truth, and you're going to find yourself getting excited because what you're excited about, now all of a sudden you've adopted eternal life simply because via the scripture. This is life eternal that they believe in them whom I will send. And we found it right here in this scripture, for we are his workmanship. We're just continuing on with what God created us back before the foundation of the world when we had ourselves a council. And you go into Ephesians chapter 1 where he predestinated and they ordained in the foreknow everything that you and I are going to be doing here in these closing days of time, and giving us this mandate because he knew we were going to be faithful and we're going to do exactly what he wants us to do. And no matter what people say to our thing, we're just going to go right through and we're going to do what the Lord wants from us to do. That's what we're doing. That's why the truth is marching on. And just enough, not enough glory and praise that you can give to the God of heaven and to the Lord Jesus Christ for bringing us to where we are today. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we give you thanks, Lord, for the truth for our day and hour, and the truth is marching on, Lord, and we just want to present to people what you've done in this hour and where the truth is for this hour. We just want to help people to overcome all these, the God of this evil age, Lord, that has blinded people into that charismatic fake Christianity that's out there, and it's just very deceptive. So we just pray for people that they'll come to the knowledge of the truth, Lord. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.